and welcome to Sloths Love to Read. This is Carrie Ann. Today we have a wonderful story called Pete the Cat and the Easter Basket Bandit by Kimberly and James Dean. I hope you'll enjoy this wonderful story. Let's get started. Pete the Cat and the Easter Basket Bandit by Kimberly and James Dean. One Easter morning, Pete the Cat discovers his Easter basket is missing. "Where is my Easter basket?" he asked. Pete looks everywhere. It's not here or there. It's not anywhere. Then Pete spots a bright blue dot on the floor. It's a jelly bean, Pete's favorite. Pete finds another, then another, and another. It's a whole trail of colorful jelly beans. Says Pete. I wonder if these will lead to my basket. Pete follows the jelly beans down the street and around the corner to Callie's house. Callie, have you seen my Easter basket? Pete asks. No, says Callie, but I see a trail of candy eggs. Let's follow it, says Pete. Pete and Callie follow the candy eggs through the yard and across a field to Alligator's house. Alligator, have you seen Pete's Easter basket? Asks Callie. I haven't, says Alligator. But look at this trail of marshmallow chicks. We should see where it goes, says Pete. Pete and Callie and Alligator follow the marshmallow chicks around the pond to Gus's house. Gus, have you seen Pete's Easter basket? Asks Alligator. It's not here, says Gus. But there are all these lollipops on the ground. It's a lollipop trail, says Callie. Let's follow it. So Pete and Callie and Alligator and Gus follow the lollipops out the door and up the path to Turtle's house. Oh, Turtle, have you seen Pete's Easter basket? Asks Gus. No, says Turtle, but look, there are a bunch of chocolate bunnies leading that way. Let's go, everyone shouts. Pete and Callie and Alligator and Gus and Turtle follow the chocolate bunny trail to the playground. It goes under the swings and down the slide and around the monkey bars to a colorful little house in the garden. It looks like the trail ends here, says Turtle. But before Pete can knock, the door swings open and everyone gasps. It's the Easter Bunny! Easter Bunny, have you seen my Easter basket? Asks Pete. The Easter Bunny looks sad. Yes, he says, I have it. Every year I deliver all the Easter baskets, but I never get one of my own. So I borrowed yours. The Easter Bunny sniffles. I was going to bring it back soon. I'm very sorry, Pete. Pete smiles and hugs the Easter Bunny. That's okay, says Pete. I understand. Then Pete had a great idea. He puts some of his candy in an empty basket. He asks Callie and Alligator and Gus and Turtle to all add candy from their baskets, too. Soon the new basket is bursting with treats. Pete hands the basket to the Easter Bunny. Happy Easter, Pete says. This one is just for you. The Easter Bunny is so happy. Thank you so much, everyone, he says. and gleefully eats a jelly bean from his very first ever Easter basket. Pete and his friends promise to make the Easter Bunny a basket every year from now on. Sharing is the sweetest gift of all. Oh, what an adorable Easter story this has been today. Pete the Cat and the Easter Basket Bandit. That was so nice of Pete and his friends to share their goodies with the Easter Bunny. Such a cute story. It was written by Kimberly and James Dean. You can find this book at HarperCollinsChildrensBooks.com or on Amazon.com. I hope you've enjoyed the story for today, and I hope you get some wonderful treats today in your Easter basket. Bye-bye for now, everyone.